SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Erin has exploded into a Category 5 hurricane in the Caribbean, according to the National Hurricane Center. Specialist Larry Kelly of the National Hurricane Center says that the East Coast could eventually feel some of the effects of the storm.
The East Coast could experience some high surf and rip current conditions spreading from Florida northward as we move throughout the week. Erin's going to produce dangerous swells and surf. And rip currents are one of the leading causes of death. You know, the East Coast is not going to be directly impacted from the storm, but venturing out into the ocean will be dangerous with the rip current that Erin will produce.
In parts of the Caribbean, he says, are already feeling the effects of Erin.
Northern Leeward Ireland, the Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico are going to see some rainfall today. So heavy rainfall from some of the outer bands of Erin. But the core is expected to pass to the north of the islands and then continue north-northwestward and then eventually turning northward early next week.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will pay a visit to Washington on Monday, where he will meet with President Trump.
After the U.S. and Russian leaders left Alaska without an agreement on Ukraine, Zelensky said he held a long and substantive conversation with Trump early Saturday, thanking him for an invitation to meet in person next week. Trump also held calls with European leaders and said that if it all works out, he'll then schedule another meeting with President Putin. Zelensky said he spoke to Trump one-on-one and then in a call with NATO leaders, in conversations lasting over 90 minutes.
Ned Ryan with the conservative political training organization American Majority says Republicans should have no qualms about creating new congressional districts.
I think Republicans have a moral obligation to use their political power to send the Marxists back into the political wilderness, and to not do so in many ways is immoral.
Ryan spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. Christian summer camps are ministering to children in war-torn Ukraine.
Officials with Mission Eurasia run the camps every year to give youngsters in the country and other places an opportunity to get away from their difficult lives and hear the gospel message. About 30,000 children from 14 nations are expected to participate before the end of the summer, and the vast majority will be from Ukraine. Spokesman Sergei Rakuba says, quote, "These camps are often the first time in months that children can feel safe, play freely, and hear a message of hope." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hundreds of representatives of Syria's Christians and other minority groups are calling for the formation of a decentralized state and the drafting of a new constitution that would guarantee religious freedom. The declaration comes out of a recent gathering of minorities seeking to assert their rights in the country's evolving political framework. That's all coming against the backdrop of the fall of President Bashar Assad. This is SRN News. Media watchdog Adam Gillette says universities are only pretending to adhere to Trump administration policies on DEI.
The very next day after Columbia agreed to a deal with the federal government, which included a prohibition on masks on campus, their president was heard on a hot bike saying, "Yeah, we're not actually going to do that." Because think about it for a second. At these universities, it's not merely that they've got bad presidents. They've got a massive faculty that is far left.
Gillette says American tax dollars simply should not be going to universities that teach students essentially to hate the country.
These are incredibly wealthy universities that we are subsidizing. Harvard, for example, gets over $1 billion, a billion, from the federal government annually. Why are we paying our tax dollars to subsidize radically violent anti-American institutions? It needs to stop.
Adam Gillette is president of Accuracy in Media. He spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.